good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, stranger.
Yeah, no kidding. That's how this week has gone for sure. It's great to be back in the office.
Absolutely love that you were broadcasting out of the trailer, though.
Wasn't it awesome?
A little jealous.
It was a fun little spot in there, I've got to say. Although it was funny, when we had three people try to stand on the front ramp, the entire trailer just about tipped over a couple of times. So, yeah, don't do that if you win the hauler. What do we got with our Country Music Insider?
Ella Langley was recently asked if she could pick any other country artist and could ask them what question, who and what would it be. Here's her answer.
Does Eric Church need his sunglasses? Like, are there a prescription in there? Or did it start out not, and then did he put it in there? Or, like, I just wanted to know. Like, this part of the thing, and I understand one time he did put them down, and I saw his eyeballs.
All right.
She did go on to say that when she did see his eyeballs, she almost passed out. because she said she was just so starstruck by the first time she met Eric Church. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't see a man's eyeballs.
Yeah, no, starstruck by his eyeballs, 100%.
Post Malone has been doing absolutely well for himself in the country genre. So a new video has actually popped up of Post from almost a decade ago of him singing Hank Williams' Tear in My Beer.
Ooh, let's hear that. Well, I'm going to keep drinking till I can't move a toe.
And then maybe my heart won't hurt me so. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear.
Well, there you go. I mean, he's a little bit more refined these days, but it's cool that he was singing it all the way back then.
I'll say from 10 years ago, it's still pretty good. Yep. Speaking of Post, his new bar is now open in Nashville on Broadway. It's called Posties. It's a 26,000 square foot quote party zone.
Right on.
Six bars, three stages. The vibe is said to be chaotic but fun, which is kind of like Post.
Yeah, we can handle that.
And Robert Earl Keane just announced that he'll be doing a benefit concert for Texas flood relief, with all the proceeds going to a community foundation in Texas Hill. Joining him will be Tyler Childers, Miranda Lambert, and a few others.
There we go. Whatever we can do for Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness, the damage and devastation out there is just not so great. So there you go. All right. Well, that is our Country Music Insider this morning.